The Mexican consulate in Los Angeles plans to educate Latinos about opening bank accounts. Later this year, the consulate will work with ClearPoint Credit Counseling Solutions, a nonprofit organization with 4 offices in Los Angeles. Latinos are one of the groups least likely to open a bank account. A 2009 Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation survey found that 43% of Latinos don't use banks. Instead, they rely on financial services like payday loans, check cashing services, rent-to-own agreements, and pawn shops. ClearPoint President Martha Lucy says these services can be costly.
I think that there can be a distrust of financial institutions that may be culturally based, and depending on people's country of origin, they may not have had a banking system that had the type of protection that we have in the United States with the FDIC. And so the combination of factors, I think, makes it less likely for Hispanic households to be banked. And it's an opportunity for us to talk about the benefits of getting into a formal banking relationship and how it can actually help save a family money over using cash.
A Pew Hispanic Center report found that many Latino immigrants who regularly send money to Latin America held skeptical views of banks. Martha Lucy agreed that mistrust is one of the many factors leaving the Hispanic population unbanked.
Yeah, having to pay to cash your check takes money out of your pocket. And having to pay to purchase money orders, to pay your utilities, and to pay your rent or your mortgage costs the family money as well. So if folks can get a low-cost checking account to be able to write checks or do electronic transfers for those services, the family is going to keep more money in their pocket.
Aaron Schrenk, Annenberg Radio News.